This is Tehillim Beis. Lama Rogshu Goyim. Why, or perhaps we should say, to what end? Because the word Lama is really a conjugation of two words, or one sound in a word. L is two, Ma is what? In other words, to what end would you nations of the world want to gather? At this point, we are told by the Chazal that David was addressing the nations around him that were poised to attack. So he is addressing them, and really also he is addressing his own fears and analyzing the situation to see that a person's worst enemy is his fears, and that one should not be afraid of a physical threat that is about him. Lama rogshu goyim. Why nations should you gather? Lu'umim, and that's another word for nations, yehegu rik, they speak nothingness. When actually the enemy that surrounds us, the threats are idle. They're idle threats. Just as we have today, we have Osama bin Laden's going to send his terrorist network, and they're going to gas us, use biological weapons. They are going to send all kinds of diabolical schemes to annihilate us. When in reality, can anyone do what God doesn't let him do? So when they threaten us, it is just idle threats. It doesn't mean a thing. The yehegu rik. Rik is emptiness. Yisatzvu malchei eretz. The nations of the world stand themselves up. Veroznim, and the leaders, nostu yachad. They gather as one. Or, as Rashi explained, nostu is lashon sod. They have a secret. They have a plan. They have a plan to eradicate the Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. They nostu yachad al Hashem, on God, to rebel against God, the al Mashicho, and to attack his anointed one. And the Chazal tell us that when one attacks the anointed one, when one attacks the Jewish people, the real plan is to attack God. However, they can't find God. He's not so easily accessible for attack, just as the people who built the great Tower of Babel, the Migdal Babel, they sought to attack God by making a tower to the sky. But that wasn't that successful because they couldn't find him. Well, of course, that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but we all would agree that one cannot find God to attack him. So one then would attack the Mashiach, the representative. I once had a situation where I visited someone who had lost his father. And when I came in, I noticed the person was very abrupt and angry with me. And I said to myself, well, you know, when somebody loses a loved one, they really don't understand why that loved one was taken away. So there's a sense of anger, frustration, and they want to strike out at someone. A person tears kriya. He rends his garments, because this is an expression of the anger and the frustration. But if he can't find God to be angry with, then he looks towards the representative, which is the rabbi. And the anger that they have is misplaced. So the nations of the world say, Nanatka es Mosrosemo. We will release, we will untie the ties. Now, what ties are they speaking about? What ties are they bound with? We will untie their ties that they have upon us. And v'nashlicha mimenu avosemo, we will throw off from us our bonds. And avos is a thicker tie, like a rope, as opposed to a cord. So what are these ties and ropes the pasuk is talking about? The Medrash Tanhuma says that the ties are the tefillin shel yad. The mosros are the tefillin shel yad, and the avos, that's the tefillin shel rosh. Because the tefillin are the ties that a Jew puts around his hand and his head. And these are actually the things that the nations of the world are most afraid of. And that is the Jewish people are tied to God with mitzvos. And once the Jews are tied to God with mitzvos, they are invincible. So the plan is to remove these ties. And once these ties are removed, they hope that they can attack and be successful against the Jewish people. The word tefillin, the English word for tefillin is phylacteries. I always thought that a very strange name, phylacteries. I don't know, what does that mean? So I looked it up in the dictionary, and I found that it comes from the Greek word phylactos. And phylactos means powerful. And in medicine, it's used as a prophylactic application, means a very powerful application. And the phylacteries are, as the dictionary puts it, a powerful amulet, a powerful charm. So even in the Gentile world, they recognize the tefillin as a powerful charm. When my grandfather was in Europe at the turn of the century, at the past century, there were pogroms. We can't even imagine what it's like to live through a pogrom. Because we grew up, people from the United States have grown up, especially this generation, in freedom. But in Europe, there was a pogrom against my grandfather's town. And the nature of the pogrom was they would come into the town, kill, rob, rape, do whatever they wanted, take the money, and left. And in their wake, unfortunately, was a lot of dead people, mostly, I could say, all Jews. So at this time, there was word that the leader of the pogrom was going to make a pogrom against my grandfather's town. My grandfather, being the rabbi of the town, put on his talis and tefillin, took a sefer Torah, and walked down to the street to meet the pogrom and the horses and their swords. When the head of the pogrom saw my grandfather, he said to him, "You must be a lunatic. I'm going to kill you. Say your last words, Jew, and then I'm going to chop off your head." My grandfather said, "Well, let me just speak to you a minute. After all, you came for money. I'll get you all the money that you need. Just give me a day, and I'll get you the money that you want. Just leave the people alive." Somehow, the appearance of my grandfather, Olav HaShalom, was enough to make him think twice, and he accepted the offer, and he let the people stay alive, and he took the money. Unfortunately, that didn't last too long, because a few weeks later he came back and he continued his pillage and robbing. But the sight of that one time of somebody with a talisman's filling so was so powerful that it managed to save the people of the town for a little while. So the goyim, they say, Nanatka espos yosemo. We'll unloosen, we'll remove those bonds of the tilin. Neshlich memen of yosemo. We will throw off from us those bonds of the mitzvahs that keep the Jews powerful and invincible. The next pasuk says, Yoshev bashamayim yischok. Yet the one who sits in Shemayim, he laughs. Hashem yilag lamo. Hashem laughs at them. He pokes fun at them. For what can they do? Oz yedabra lemo ba'apo va'apo. He speaks to them with his great anger. Or b'charono, in his fierce anger, yefalemo, he confuses them. Ani nasachti malki. I was anointed as a king. Al Tzion Harkachi, on Sion, on Zion, the holy mountain. So the Tehillim continues. Asapra El Chok. And what gives me power? I speak El Chok to the mitzvahs. I speak to the Chukas HaTorah. Hashem, Omar Eli, Hashem said to me, Beniata, you're just as my son, Ani Ayom Yilidaticha, just as today you were born, I gave birth to you. Just as a person is so happy with his newborn child, that's how I am happy with you. She'al mimeni, but you have to ask for me, Ve'etna Goyim Nachlasecha, I will give you the nations and their inheritance, Vachuzoscha, and the but they own their property of the leaders, Afsi Arts, till the ends of the earth. And you, Teroim B'Shevet Barzal, break them with an iron club, Kekli Yotzer Tenapzeim, just like a piece of pottery is splintered and broken. Ve'ata, and now, Melochim, kings, Haskilu, get smart. Make them smart. Hivosru, take Musar, take the rule, Shofte Aretz, the leaders of the land. Accept the rule of King David. Ivdu es Hashem biira, worship Hashem with fear. Hagilu biraada, and be delighted with the trepidation of God. And Chazal asks, we have another pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, to worship Hashem with happiness. How can you have fear of, we generally fear something which is negative, and we're happy with something that is positive. How can we have these competing feelings? So our Chazal tell us that when somebody stands to daven, Tefillah, a person should stand in awe to realize who he is, where he is, and his position on earth, which is a zero, a nothing, a ma. But be delighted that we have such a wonderful patron who sustains us every moment and gives us life, and he gives us all the good. So we have these competing feelings. But they are fear and happiness at the same time. Pasuk Yud Beis, Nashku Var. This is a very difficult pasuk. Nashku means to connect oneself or to kiss. Var is purity. Connect oneself with purity. Penyenaf, for fear there will be anger. Vetzovdu Derech, and the way will be lost. Ki Yivar, Hashem will destroy Kima'at Apo, just with a little bit of his anger. But a person who does the right thing, Ashrei Kol Chosevo, who have a trust in him and seeks the Ruchnius, will be protected by Hashem's feeling, by Hashem's ways. But I just had a thought on Nashkuvar, because it says, connects oneself with purity, pen yanaf. Maybe it will be anger. There's another chazal in Bereishis, when Adam and Chava were about to be ejected from Gan Eden, a great human tragedy, being thrown out of Gan Eden. There's a pasuk that says, "V'ata pen yishlach yado." Maybe now, Hashem says, maybe he will send his hand and he will eat from the Eitz HaChayim, from the tree of life. Therefore, he will not be allowed to stay in Gan Eden. But a Chazal learn it just a bit differently. They say, V'ata is a lashon of tshuva. Say, and now, do tshuva. Because there's a pasuk says, V'ata, Hashem shol mimcha, what Hashem wants from you, it's just to have yira. So, we are told that ata is a lashon of tshuva. Do tshuva. Our chazal continue that they answered, Adam Rishon said, pen. And Medrash says, pen is a lashon of no. Ein pen el a lashon lav. Maybe pen means no. So Hashem says, oh, yishlach yado. Therefore, he will eat further. Therefore, he cannot stay in Gan Eden. So the question is, why is maybe a lashon of no? Maybe is maybe. So perhaps one can say that here they will be about to be ejected from Gan Eden. And Hashem says, okay, you get one more chance. Do you want to do tshuva and go back in? And if a person says maybe, that maybe means no. Because if a person was interested, they say, oh, yes, definitely. Therefore, yishlach yado. Therefore, he cannot be trusted because he does not want to do tshuva. Perhaps one could say the same drush on the Nashkuvar. The Tehillim is telling us, Nashkuvar, run after the purity. Run after the ruchnius. And if a person says, pen, maybe, that maybe is ein pen el loshen lav, no. Therefore, yenaf, there will be anger. As we end the Perek Beis in Tehillim, it's important to end with just remember the positive, that the Tehillim ends with Ashrei, blessed, Kochol Sevo, all the people who have trust and go under Hashem's wings.